Hey everyone, and welcome to Girl Inside. This is a new podcast that I am starting. My name is Hannah, and I have been an online content creator for a few years. Don't go look up my YouTube videos, I've made them all private. So I promise I've been making stuff, you just can't see any of it because it's so embarrassing. And God, I hope in 2 years the same thing will happen with this podcast. Because if not, I'm not learning, growing and changing, which is what I really want. I'm creating this podcast partly to talk about how we're in quarantine, which is a really weird different thing unless you live a freelancer life, which I was doing for the previous 18 months. So isolation is really familiar to me, and this time feels both exactly the same and also totally different. And so I'm going to have a discussion about that. Also, being somebody who doesn't play a lot of sports generally, I'm not really an outdoor person. I don't enjoy going to the beach because sand gets in your ass crack. I'm just an inside girl. So that is what this podcast is going to be about, talking about things I like doing inside, trying to help each other cope, and also maybe doing a little bit of introspection. So that's what this whole deal is. If that sounds like something you're interested in, stick around. I'm going to start by telling you a little bit about myself before we get into the first episode so that you can kind of know what to expect. My name is Hannah. I am a 31-year-old bisexual woman from Sydney, Australia. I made online content. I currently do copywriting, online content work, script editing and development work, story development, that type of thing. I generally sit behind a computer. I don't watch as many movies as you think that I would for somebody who is really into the film industry. That's kind of me. I, in the past, have been married and am now divorced. I have diagnosed mental health issues. I have bipolar mood disorder, which is under control, and I'm currently not medicated for it. I have been on medication before, which is a whole story. I spent like 5.5 months traveling the world in 2016. One of the places I visited was America, and I was in a shooting, which is a whole story. So I got a lot of like, lol, hey, this is me, and this is what I do for a job, and here are some of my traumas, my divorce, and the shooting I was in. Also, I like really fun things. Like, I'm a millennial, so avocado on toast is my entire life. Also, chicken nuggets. I don't know. I used to work in retail and was probably a pretty negative person at that point in time in my life. And now I'm trying to be very positive and sunshiny. I like helping people. I like connecting with people. I try to be the most authentic version of myself because honestly, I am too lazy to like lie or hold up a facade. I'm an Aquarius, if that's something that you care about. Also, there is a mirror that I'm looking at myself in right now, which is helping me re-identify with who I am as a person because I have self-identification issues. What else? I really like pop culture. I'm very strongly opinionated on almost everything. And I am going to use this podcast to just chat shit, babes. Also, I like doing lots of weird little voices, and they're all bad. Try to do a Scottish accent. Try to do any kind of other like British accent. Try to do an Irish accent. None of them are going to be good. Try to do a Southern American accent. I'm going to offend someone who really likes Trump, and I'm okay with that. I don't like Trump. I don't know what else to say about myself. Hopefully that was enough to give you an idea of kind of who I am and maybe what this will be like. And if not, I don't know, keep listening if that's something that interests you. And if not, there is so much content out there at this point in time. And yes, you can hear cars outside my window because I will not close my window because I'm stuck inside. I need to be as close to the outdoors as possible. So hopefully that gives you an idea of whether you're interested in this or not. And if not, I wish you well on your travels through the internet and finding the content that you like, because there is so much out there right now. Sending my love to you all, wishing you well in this really weird time. And don't forget, you're a babe.